And joining us now here on the program, as we think about spring planting season, it is right on our doorstep here, as we will be rolling across a wide area of the country relatively soon as we are working into the end of February, March, right around the corner. What are some things that producers need to be thinking about? What should they be planning for right now? Before we get into the heart of spring planting season, joining us for a conversation, retail sales agronomist for Brevant Seeds based in Indiana, Alex Case is with us here today on the show. Alex, welcome in. It's good to talk with you.
You as well. Good morning. So, yes, you're right. We're just a few naps away. Here in Indiana, other parts of the country are probably a little more advanced in this conversation, but yeah, would definitely encourage growers right now. I know they've got a lot going on with hauling grain and doing things like that. But, if we haven't got planters and sprayers and those types of things in the shop, now's a great time. Wait until you see your neighbor planting is not the day to pull your planter or sprayer in the shop and start working on it. So, yeah, we would always encourage folks to get those tools in the shop, or if they don't have a shop and it's a good day outside, go through those belts, pulleys, motors, bushings, chains, pumps, everything that that we need to operate the day we go to the field. But I would add, with everybody using more technology on sprayers and planters and things, we're still seeing that overlooked a lot. I think a lot of guys are great at all those other maintenance things that we just talked about. But I see a lot of growers go through a lot of pain and angst that first 2 to 3 days of spraying and or planting because the technology that they've got on there needed updates or needed a different wiring harness and those kind of things. So I see people go through that struggle, get really frustrated. So just encourage people to work with the people that help them with planter monitors and sprayer monitors, getting data off from the past growing season, getting those systems cleared out, make sure they've got all the appropriate updates. That's always a big stopping point for people. It won't work well, it needed an update, right? So now's a great time to do that. The folks that they work with undoubtedly have more time to do that, help them through that now. Then, when we turn into that first day of planting, it's like Black Friday for everybody. Everybody's on the phone and people get frustrated because they don't get a call back quick enough. So just definitely encourage folks to reach out, get those things taken care of now. We have more time. The folks that we partner with and work with on all that stuff, they have more time as well to do that kind of thing now. So definitely would like to, encourage folks to think about that, not just the grease gun and all the stuff they're really, really good at, but these things they need to help with. Let's partner up with those people and make those appointments and get those things happening now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, getting that equipment ready is so, so crucial. We don't want to have breakdowns the minute we're going to try and start and we get a good stretch of weather to get in the field. So extremely, extremely important. I'm curious, though, as well. I know a lot of plans are made through the winter and the early part of the year on seed selection and inputs and different things of that nature, but we know that sometimes that conversation can change as we get closer to spring, and producers should have, not only plan A and B, but probably C, D, E, and F as well. I mean, what are some things agronomically that producers need to at least maybe be having conversations with their trusted partners like yourself and others about? What should they be looking at here and keeping in the back of their mind as we get ready for planting season?
Well, undoubtedly, a lot of folks have had multiple conversations around their fertility program, their chemistry programs, their plant health, their seed, their seeding rates, all those kind of things. I think it's important to make sure that through all those conversations, maybe there's a lot of notes scattered different places. That might be done on paper and pen. It might be, somebody doing that on their iPad or their computer. But I think now's a really good time to just shore those conversations up, get all that information in one space, and then revisit with their implement dealer, their seed dealer, their ag retailer they're working with on all those things. Make sure both parties are in the mindset of that plan is correct, right? So in my career, I saw a lot of that, a lot of those things go on where, you know, one party thought we were doing this, the grower thought we were doing something else. So, you know, having those conversations, whether it's over the phone or in person, with all the people that you partner to go to the field with and make things happen, just review that plan, make sure that those folks, I always like to have the same notes that that my growers had. And I think it's also important that we're sharing that documentation that we've got with someone else in the operation, right? Multiple times I saw people have a health event or something happened in the family, some sort of an emergency, and then somebody's left there with the deer in the headlights because we just, you know, we handed them the baton and they're like, what do I do now, right? So I think if there's a good plan in place with the grower and everyone that he works with, and then more importantly, share that with someone else in the operation, whether that's a son, daughter, wife, hired person. So make sure that everybody's on the same page. And I feel like that's important. I saw that be a challenge for a lot of folks. You know, it's the unexpected things, right? But if we've prepared and shared that information with someone else we trust in the operation, that's always a big plus.
Well, I know folks can find details about Brevant Seeds online, brevant.com. They can connect with experts and learn more about products, et cetera, as we get into the spring season. Alex, final thoughts. Anything else you'd mention or reiterate to producers as we're preparing for and thinking about spring planting season right around the corner?
The other thing that I would say is important is now's a great time to get those chemistry products and fertility products and seed products on the farm, right? You know, have all that stuff in place, going after it once again on that kind of opening day within a geography or neighborhood. Just creates a chaotic environment for all the suppliers and the growers, longer waits. So the forward thinking, having the conversations of, hey, go ahead and get my crop protection out here to the farm on in place, my seeds in place. I think that's key, and that can save people, you know, a lot of angst those first couple of days if their stuff's already there, you know, not trying to run to town and source it when everyone else is.
Great thoughts. Once again, brevant.com for more information. Alex Case, retail sales agronomist for Brevant Seeds, based out of Indiana. Good to talk with you. Thanks for the tips and reminders for folks. Alex, have a great one, and we'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
You do the same. Everybody be as safe as possible out there this year.